Blog Talk Radio. Well, let's start out with taking a couple callers. Okay, we got a couple callers here already got their hands up. So let's start out with 111.
Spencer Cann, my brother. Spencer Leroy Jackson, man, from the Bronx. And let me say this, man. The last couple days here in New York City have been a scorcher, man. We had 94 degrees yesterday and 95 degrees today. It has been a little difficult around here. How you doing there, my brother?
Oh, great. We've had 105-degree weather with the heat index 115 degrees.
Oh, man, I hope you got central air conditioning down there, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what I can't get. Here's what I can't understand, man. Being here in New York City, New Jersey area, right? So here we got the four seasons. You know, we got spring, summer, winter, and fall. And it's pretty consistent, right? So down there in Texas, man, you have spring, summer, fall. I mean, you really don't even have a winter down there, man.
Well, we sometimes do. It all depends upon the weather. But very rarely do we really get a cold, cold winter.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of months of hot weather. That is way too much for me. You know, I was brought up in Philadelphia and in the New York City area, and, you know, I'm just used to four seasons. And I can't go more than like 6 months in the same weather. So there you go, my brother. And I want to thank you for inviting me on your show. I'm going to sit on the side if anybody wants to call in. Call in, man. I'm on the side, my brother. Thanks for letting me call in.
Okay, we have
there,
a caller here from 617. Let's take this caller from 617 and see who we have. 617, you are on the air.
Yeah. Hello, this being smooth.
Okay.
Yo, son of a bitch, stop pretending to be me. This is Danger Smooth. Well, then let me tell you something, Danger Smooth. Get the fuck out of here. You get the fuck out of here. I just want to say that I want to play for my new crime fighting career. I'm now making Danger Smooth official in a movie. It's gonna star me. It's gonna star Mikey Baby in the chat room. He's gonna be in the movie. Kenny's gonna be in the movie. Everyone in the Toy Talk community's gonna be in the movie. It's gonna be called Danger Smooth. The Last City Toilet. And you call it the Bang Angel.
All right. So how you doing, Danger Smooth?
I'm doing fine. Had a last escapade trying to save people here and there in Boston. I'm like Batman. I'm like trying to save people.
All right. Okay. Well, I got a great message to bring to everybody tonight. It's from the Bible, and it's called Oppression in Egypt. This takes place after Joseph died and all his brothers and all the generation, but the children of Israel were fruitful, and they increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now, there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and he said to his people, "Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we can. We come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and it happen in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up and out of this land. So therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve the rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage and mortar and brick and all the manner of services in the field, and all the services in which they made them serve with rigor. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of the midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it's a daughter, then shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided the households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all the people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter shall alive. Okay? And a man of the house of Levi went and took his wife as daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, dabbed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And the sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrew children. Then the sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew woman, that she may be nurse the child for you? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the maiden went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take the child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew, and she brought him into Pharaoh's daughter, and she became her son. So she calls his name Moses, because I drew him out of the water. Now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting, and he said to one who did the wrong, why are you striking your companion? Then he said, who made you a prince or judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said, surely the thing is known. When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. So when they came to rule the father, he said, how is it that you have come so soon today? And they sent an Egyptian to deliver us from the hand of the shepherds, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock. So he called to his daughters, and where he is, why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread. And Moses was content to live with the man and gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses, and she bore him a son. He called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came upon to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Amen. Amen. So we know what happens next. Amen. All righty. So, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. If you want to say amen, the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key, and we'll bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. Well, let's play some music here. Let's play Amazing Grace.
Oh,
was beautiful. Yes, it was. I love Amazing Grace. Great song. All right. Well, let's play another one here. Let's play And You Ask Me by Terry and Linda Arthur.
Him, Yahweh.
righty. Well, I hope you enjoyed the music. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, abundance is the base state I have chosen for you, and in fact, for every one of my children. I am not a less than God. I am a more than enough God. There is no lack of poverty in heaven. I intend there to be no lack of poverty in your life. If you cannot describe your life circumstances as more than enough, then partner with me even this day, and we will change all that. Abraham knew it, knew what it was to have more than enough. He was known even by his enemies as a friend of God. The word beloved means something contractual. The renewal of the pact of the association with me today. What does that look like? When you take care of my business, I will take care of your business. Even when I ask for your Isaacs will be willing to maintain fidelity as implied and in fact required. In so doing, the limitations are removed and you step into that rarefied atmosphere of experience where all things are possible. Adopt my nature and my character as your role model today. Do it now without delay. In every situation when others ask, what are we going to do? Let your answers be, we are going to do what God would do if he were in our situation. In reality, I'm in every situation you face. I am in you, and you are in me. The circumstances that you face, the problems in front of you, as much as my problem as it is yours. When is the last time you confronted the challenge before you, threw back your head in laughter and said, Father, you've got a problem. That is a lack of faith. That is your response today, even in what you are facing, because it is finally set in just how willing I am to move in your life and bring you to the affluence, benefit, and blessing that is your portion in my kingdom. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, it looks like Pastor Leroy has dropped. Why he dropped so fast, I do not know. And if you wanna talk on this program, please press the 1 key, and I will bring you on the air. Okay. Well, let's play some more music here. Let's play a song called Born to Die by Terry Arthur.
With a promise to fulfill, a rugged state before a Calvary's hill, and for my sins to Father.
Servants of Yah.
Darkness and sword, till we are the
Well, I'll take a caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
I caught the tail end of your show yesterday during the replay.
Oh,
you
okay.
You announced something about thyroid cancer.
Yeah. I've got to go and have a biopsy done on Monday.
Kenny, do you know 98% of that thyroid cancer is people survive this? This is no big deal.
Well, yeah, but it's a big deal to me. I don't like cancer, period.
Ken, you have a worse chance of getting killed by driving in the Denver Heights area of San Antonio, where the black people live.
Oh, okay.
Don't drive there at night.
Well, I don't drive, period.
Don't walk near Denver Heights.
Okay.
But I have some also good news for you.
What's that?
Cancer is a parasite, right?
Well, yeah, I guess it would be.
Yes, and the great Ayatollah Imam in Shiraz has determined Jews cannot get cancer because one parasite cannot live on another parasite.
Oh, okay.
So you will be fine.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. I know you're out there listening. And tonight I'm going to end the show early. We do not have any more callers, and nobody's calling in. So I'm going to say goodbye, good night. God bless. Message was given. And I hope you all accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay, God bless.